Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon, and I want to remind you, you've got to listen for my election countdown. It airs during John Reed's morning show, 6 o'clock in the morning. It's brought to you by Why Buy a Printer, the Why Buy a Printer program at Cartridge World. So make sure you are listening to John anyway, but especially so that you can hear my rather unique election countdown. We've got some stuff coming up that I am excited about. I look at the law enforcement professionals throughout Central Virginia, and I am proud of them. I really am. I am absolutely proud of them, and I think we have been blessed with some of the finest police officers and deputy sheriffs that you would find anywhere in America, state troopers, state police officers, federal folks as well. Down in Chesterfield County, the department is led, of course, by Chief Jeffrey Katz. And all right, fine, there's a little bit of a bias there. I just think Chief Katz is doing an amazing job. And part of what he has done is to make sure that the Chesterfield County Police are interacting with members of the community so that the community can see that Chesterfield County police officers really are the best and they're all about serving the community. And one of the things that happens is a little something called National Night Out. Now, in all candor, wasn't invented in Chesterfield County, but the guys at the Chesterfield County Police have really taken it to an all new level. And my friend Craig Eckrich is with the Chesterfield County Police. He is the gentleman who's really, really heading up the National Night Out effort this year. And I'm happy to welcome to the program. Craig, thanks for being here.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for having me on, man. And I just want to say thank you for all the support that you give to law enforcement everywhere. It really means a lot to us, especially with everything that's going on now. You've been steadfast, and we really, really appreciate it.
Well, it is it's my pleasure. It is my pleasure to help the best, to just get a little bit of support here and there. Now, I want to talk a little bit about National Night Out, Craig. I mean, how are you going to be able to have this National Night Out when I thought we were all going to be hiding under our beds or something?
We've come up with some ideas. We were thinking about it. This year, of course, is going to look a little bit different from everything else.
Yeah.
So, the first thing is we're having our big National Night Out kickoff this Saturday at Westchester Commons. Basically, we're going to have a bunch of vendors from law enforcement agencies, public service organizations. It's going to be Saturday from 5 to 8:30. We will have hand sanitizing stations. We are going to ask folks to wear masks and social distance,
mm-hmm.
As we've heard for the past 6 months.
Right.
But National Night Out itself is going to be October 6th. And some of the ideas we came up with are little things like, you know, having folks change all their porch lights to blue bulbs, for example.
Oh.
Or instead of folks meeting for parties, maybe organizing motorcades or vehicle parades to their neighborhoods.
Okay.
Or maybe having families make signs or banners for their front yards, and then everybody coming out individually and voting for their favorite, having art contests.
Mm-hmm.
we're really encouraging folks to be creative a little bit.
Yeah.
With it, and to fly the flag a little bit for their particular neighborhood.
Right.
Take pictures, share them, tag us on social media. We can collect those pictures, and
right.
we put them in a workbook at the end of the program every year. We submit a workbook to the National Judging Organization, and
okay.
we really want to show off Chesterfield's pride and Chesterfield's bond with its law enforcement community and our bond with our citizens.
Yeah.
So folks can tag us in social media, as I said, or email the pictures directly to me.
Well, I like the idea, Craig. I really do. I the other part of National Night Out, it is community. It is all about neighbors kind of getting out with neighbors again and saying, oh, yeah, this is our community. We ought to be able to be out there. But it's also, I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's the opportunity for good people in the community to also give a little hat tip to you guys at the Chesterfield County Police to let you know, yeah, there are a lot more of us out here with these blue lights on our front porch than you might have expected.
That's 100% correct, Jeff. It's a good feeling
yeah.
to get a call or to stop by when people aren't having the worst night of their life.
Right.
It's good to just, you know, have a soda with somebody
yeah.
or have a hot dog or, you know, have a dance off with somebody
yeah.
or, you know, one of my favorite memories is I was just talking to someone and a young lady said, hey, you know, would you mind just holding my little one so I can get a picture of you guys
Aww.
Just together? And that makes you really feel good. That reminds
yeah.
you why you get up in the morning and put the badge on and put the uniform on.
Yeah. You know, people don't necessarily understand that generally speaking, people do not call the local police department or sheriff's office when they've just gotten a raise at work and they're having their favorite meal for dinner, right? I mean, it's something is going wrong for the most part when they're reaching out to the local constabulary. But this year, I would imagine, has got to be even more challenging. Is that the right word?
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. This isn't a year like I think anybody has ever seen before.
Yeah.
Between the pandemic and some of the social unrest we've seen.
Right.
So I think this year, honestly, we need National Night Out more than ever.
That's
so
right.
we're really trying to encourage people and let them know that we're here for them. We want to be here for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, just set aside a night. Come know your neighbors. Come get to know us.
Mm-hmm.
If folks register their party, we want to participate in any way that we can.
Okay.
Registration cuts off this Friday at 5:00. But if somebody gets registered before then,
mm-hmm.
we will make every effort and we will find a way to have an officer swing by and say hi and be part of your community because that's what we want to do. That's the whole point.
Oh, man, it's just so wonderful. Craig Eckrich is with the Chesterfield County Police heading up the National Night Out efforts. And, Craig, you mentioned how it's in October officially, but you're going to do this special get-together. Just give everybody one more time a little indication what's going to be happening at Westchester Commons and when.
Yes, sir. Westchester Commons this Saturday, September 19th from 5 to 8:30. We're going to have live music there. We are going to have a variety of vendors set up. Chesterfield Food Bank will be there taking donations since some folks have been especially hard hit this year with the pandemic
yeah.
and being out of work. Animal Control is going to be there. Our brothers and sisters from the Sheriff's Office are going to be there. Public service organizations are going to be there. Myself and the rest of my crime prevention family from Chesterfield Police are going to be there. just a whole host of law enforcement and public service organizations are going to be there handing out goodies, information, and just to kind of get people in the mood
yeah.
for fighting crime, coming out and getting to know each other, and celebrating the Chesterfield spirit.
I love it. And so folks don't need to register for that. Just come on out. I guess you have to bring a folding chair, right?
the band is going to kind of be on the sidewalk today.
Oh.
The main
Gotcha.
Thoroughfare has been kind of closed down with the virus.
Gotcha.
So it's going to be kind of just walking.
Okay.
But yeah,
like time,
we're all going to be there having a good time. Again, we are going to require masks and social distancing because that's just 2020.
Right.
But yeah, it's absolutely free. You don't have to register for the kickoff or anything like that. Just come out, say hi to us, have a good time. We're going to have police motorcycles, our Marine units, our recruiting Dodge Challenger, which is a really sharp car that they've never let me drive yet. But story.
Well, you know, maybe if you're really good and you're really nice and you wait your turn in line, you'll be able to at least get close to it. Maybe. Maybe
I like the dream too, Jeff.
Hey, with before I cut you loose, Craig, you mentioned that there might be some food. Any chances anybody out there is going to have moon pies?
I see what you did there. Real quick, Jeff, if anybody has any questions or if they need help registering, they can give me a call at my direct number, 706-2982,
okay,
or email me at ECKRICHC at Chesterfield.gov.
Love it.
And one more time, just thank you again for everything you do for us, Jeff. It really means a lot to us. We're blessed to have a friend of law enforcement like you.
Well, thank you, my brother. I do appreciate it. And all kidding aside, we think the world of you and the guys in Chesterfield. You just keep doing what you're doing. And you got a few of us out here that got your back. So I appreciate you taking time for us. We'll look forward to seeing everybody at Westchester Commons. That is my friend Craig Eckrich from the Chesterfield County Police. Every year they do an amazing job with National Night Out and the special kickoff once again coming up at Westchester Commons. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.